Tuesday night. Chodesh Avodas, Shaar Avodas Hashem Elokim, Perek Shlishi, page Sadi Gimel. The paragraph that starts with word Vofen Hashvi'i. We finished though the Ofen Hashvi'i yesterday. So we learned about the superiority of Ha'orah Sichlus over Ha'orah Toronis and the qualities of Ha'orah Toronis. Now he concludes this parak by saying as follows. So it's like the seventh line down, fifth line down, the fifth line down of this paragraph. Mishas bonim b'tovas Hashem yisale alav shuhu shava b'hadam kolan Ebron. Now he gives you a general picture of the attitude, the gratitude of someone who's utilizing Ha'orah Sichlus and someone who's working on his Hakaras HaTov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his feeling of gratitude and his understanding that you have to acknowledge Hashem, that Hashem is the source of everything you have, and Yichud Hashem, Emunah Hashem, Bitochah Hashem, and all the things that follow in the wake of the Ha'orah Sichlus. So he says, the tovos with which a person is shover with the whole world, the thing Hashem, the things, the gratitude, his yesod is Hashem gives you special gifts, you have to respond with more avodas Hashem. That's his yesod. It's a very basic idea in the Chavos Halvavos. It's a corollary. You know what corollary means, everybody? It's a corollary, it's a myth. We learned corollaries. It's a taitzah. It's a taitzah of his basic, fundamental yesodah, sticky yesodah of the whole sefer, that Avodas Hashem is a taitzah from your gratitude, that Hashem, from what Hashem gives you. So the corollary is that the more Hashem gives you, the more you have to be an Ovid Hashem. So he says, and Imamish puts it into categories. Imamish sets it up. He says, the Tova that Hashem gives the whole world, so once you makir that and you understand that, that's mechayev you to be like the whole world. That would be the equivalent of the level of Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. We're talking about Ha'orah Sichlus, so we're not talking about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, but we're talking about, that wouldn't make anybody the Am HaNivchar. That would say the whole world has to be Oben Hashem, which they certainly do. The Jewish religion doesn't recognize just Jews. The Jewish religion is something that's makif the whole world, because it's makif the Borei Olam. So this is everything the same. Then, Umishas Bonein, seven lines down. In this case, the nation of Israel. The Makkos in Mitzrayim, Hashem took us out, Hashem bochor bonu mikol ha'amim. Hashem was Hashem nikra aleinu, da'anei kovod, the mon, the bear. Yeda, he will understand chiyuv hamitzvos hashimiyos olav baladei shor ha'amim. He'll understand that we have to do better than the nations of the world. We owe Hashem, the Am that was the recipient of more tovos Hashem has a responsibility and an achrayus and a chiyuv to be more Oved Hashem. It's an interesting way of looking at our history. We look at our history, Hashem chose us and took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah. Chavos Halvavos' world view looks at it that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and did this for us and did that for us. So that's mechayev more avodas Hashem. And the Torah is an expression of that, but there's Ha'orah Toronis and Ha'orah Sichlus, as he just got through explaining. The kach, for that matter, kasha yizbonim b'tovas Hashem yisal la'olav asha yichad b'hem mishpachto baladei shor ha'mishpochis v'gain ha'levia v'ha'kuhuna yeida chiyav ha'mitzvah asha yichad b'hem Hashem es mishpachto. He's looking at the, you know, the Gemara says about Kohanim, the Gemara says about Kohanim, we brought a kosher to the land, mitzvah yaseiros. Kohanim have more mitzvahs. Because they have more tova. Hashem made them closer to him. He made them sure say Hashem. So they have to be more ovdei Hashem. They have to be more kadosh. They have to be more careful. They have to be more dedicated to Hashem's service because they got more. It's all part of that same system. He says, look, so the Mefarshim Knegar Abav Yasrim Mailos Sheitav Hashem Yisala Bohem LeKohanim V'Heim Abav Yasrim Matnas Kuhuna. I don't think he says there's 24. The Mefarshim try to find 24 Avodos, you know, Kabbalah Adam, Zrika, Belila, Kemitza, Hagosha, Haktara. Look at the Mefarshim of the Chavik Avodos. Look for 24 Avodos that the Kohanim have to do. And he says, and that's connected to 24 Matnas Kuhuna. Now, I don't think the Chavik Avodos means something as small, pardon me, you know, as the 24 Matnas Kuhuna is the extra Toiva that Hashem gave them. I mean, the extra Toiva that Hashem gave the Kohanim and the Leviim is the opportunity to serve as His Mesharshim in the Beis HaMikdash. But they manifest themselves. Okay, it's like the 24 Matnas Kuhuna are like the expression of, you know, something tangible that Hashem gave them. So they have to respond in kind, so they have the mitzvahs kuhuna. So I would have said, you know, they can't marry a grusha. Probably he means that also. Unless, but he says in terms of they have to be more obed Hashem, and those are the avodos that they do in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's more avodos Hashem than other people. It doesn't say nikness, it says, that's 24 miles. Yeah. No, the miles are the 24 matnas kahuna. But he counts 24 avodas that they do. Okay, but the Farshim find 24 avodas that they do. But I don't even think it means that so literally. The whole picture. I'm sure the picture of Kuhn and Levi and the Chavik Avodas is that they got more tova in the sense that they're given this opportunity to serve in the Beis HaMikdash and do these, you know. I think that's the tova. To me, the Avodos is the tova. That's what they got. Kervonu Hamokom Avodoso. Okay, he says that he looks at the Matnas Kuhuna as being that Hashpo'o from Hashem. Okay. Lo Mishaneh. His point is that the Kuhuna Leviya, I think Lo Mishaneh. His point is that the Kuhuna Leviya are working with the same dynamic as Klal Yisrael. There's more Hashpoa, there's more Tova, there's more Hatova, so they have to respond by more Avodah Hashem. The Alpi Hekesh Zeh, based on this, on comparing, on extrapolating, Yuschayev Komi Sheyichto Hashem Yisala B'Tova Baladei Shor B'nei Yodam. You see, you know, other people are having it rough with Parnasa. If you feel Hashem is bestowing you with special good, see other people have troubles, these kind of troubles, you don't have those kind of troubles. You see other people have problems with Parnasa, your Parnasa is going well. You see other people have health issues, your health issues are going well. Other people can't find a place to live, they're moving every 3 years, and you, Baruch Hashem, you settle down, you own a house, whatever. The person that feels that Hashem is giving him more tova than I would imagine he means the average person in his matzav, lekabel al atzmo l'shem yisala mishmas sheyisyachid bo baladei shor b'nei adam. He has to respond in kind, says the Chavik Avodos. He has to say, okay, my chaverim are learning an hour and a half a day, I'm going to learn 2 hours a day. Chavarim are giving Meiser, I'm going to give 11% or 12%. Well, Mishaneh, even a little. It's that reciprocal. It's reciprocity. You should respond in kind. in Mishtadlus b'mishmas hakolelos also imam. He has to do everything that he has to do in which he's equal to everyone else. Kifi yachol davar sagaso. Todo Hashem yitzal al mashiyichad lo mitovosov. Then he says, v'yiyaz egorim to midusa olav v'hahosofa oleha. Now the Kogavos makes you a promise. He goes out on a limb. He says, if you indeed have this response, this will become the seed of the cause that Hashem will continue to bestow upon you this tova, and will be Moses. The years are going to Medusa Allah, it will be consistent. The Hosofa Allah, and Hashem will be Marbe, it will become even more. The Gemur al Mishmato Le'olam Abba. And of course, he'll have the regular schar for being over Hashem in Olam Abba. The Lo Yia Kemishin Em Abba, but you have to be careful, like the Chofetz Chaim describes in Shmiras Haloshim. The guy that becomes rich, he gets wealth, then he starts missing minyan because he has business deals to do, he can't come late to the office, he starts skipping minyan, he starts skipping night learning because he has to take care of things, and then his business increases more and more, and he does less and less of Avodas Hashem. Chofetz Chaim describes that phenomena. So the Lohia Commission Emma, don't chas v'shalom fall into the opposite trap. Where Adarabba b'chesef herbeisi lo v'zoh v'osu labal, Hashem gave them much gold and silver. They turned around and they made the egel. They worshipped the Baal. That's what the Navi is saying. So the Chazal is saying, look at the Navi saying. This is terrible. Instead, you're supposed to take the kesef v'zoh that Hashem gives you and increase your avodas Hashem. So, wow, Baruch Hashem. Wow, you know. You feel more blessed than the average person in your matzah. That's what the Chavis Chavis says. There's such a musik, and if you do, then you have to respond in kind. And you shouldn't be adarabba. You take the tova, and you use it. Hashem gives you a special time, and you the Chofetz Chaim from Shalom, you take the gifts that Hashem gives you, whether it's money or health, and you turn it around, you become less of a servant of Hashem. U'mi shechiser b'mishmas amah shemiyuchad lo min hatova. Now, this is a moira dika thing the Chofetz Chaim now says, but it's really a beferish of Chazal. Chazal said that Paro started off denying who? Right? Lo Yoda Es Yosef. And he ended up saying, Mi Hashem, Asher Eshma Bekolos. It's really Chazal. So the Chazalos now says, and I think it's this Chazal. Someone who does not, it's very harsh words he says, someone who does not fulfill this and does not respond in kind to Hashem's special granting of extra tova, which means he doesn't feel it. He's like, oh, big deal. He takes it for granted. Or he makes light of it. Or he just passively, okay, fine. He'll end up being kofer the tova that makes him like a regular person. That makes your basic chivah of Avodas Hashem, because of everything Hashem gives you in the world. U'mi shechiser, someone that's lacking the mishmas, al meshe miyuchad lo min hatova, yivyeh adover lecheser, he will be lacking ultimately the meshe miyuchad lemishpachto, and then vet b'meshe miyuchad leshivto, and at the end the yozniach as haTorah, because at the end he'll deny the tova that Hashem gives him, you know, amongst cloliest of humanity. Okay, we'll stop here.